Hello. Today I will present here the second fryer with Wi-Fi on Electroda. I showed you a year ago, BHAF2. Now it's time for a twin product, the BWAF1. I will show briefly its configurations for Tasmota, TYWE3S, and then I'll try to change her Wi-Fi module to one with BK7231T and fire it OpenBeacon. I will not discuss the manufacturer's application here, because I showed everything about it in the previous topic in the series. Purchase BWAF1. I bought the product about a year ago, so I don't remember exactly how it was, but I bought it in a promotion with a coupon. I didn't pay more than PLN $300. It is much more expensive and unavailable in some stores. You have to wait for the opportunity. Promotional graphics. And what do we actually get? It's time for my photos from a year ago, although it's still from 2021. They waited a long time to be posted on the forum. A big box, signed, of course, what's inside. Shipping from the Czech Republic. I bought in China, but with shipping from the Czech Republic. Well-protected product. Fryer. Instruction. Ready-made recipes for fish, chips, etc. Properly set temperature plus time are available only from the mobile application. The touch buttons only allow you to set the time and temperature manually, as well as pause the work. Ejecting the tray also automatically pauses the work. However, our home experience shows that these recipes from the application are worth nothing anyway. The baking time depends on the amount of product anyway, so you need to gain experience with this deep fryer and choose parameters based on previous experience. Interior of the BWAF1. The top cover is held on by hooks, but it is very difficult to remove it without damaging them. After removing the cover and disconnecting the plug from it, we can see the fan motor and the heating connection with the relay, fan, heat. There are also visible filters and input protections, varistor, capacitor, there is also a fuse resistor, etc., and for example, a buzzer. The fan motor, as you can see, is 230 volt. It's probably the relay from it. Second part left, display, touch buttons. BWAF1 uses the TYWE3S module, i.e. ESP8266. Leads, there is also a microcontroller on the board. The product uses Tuya MCU. The Wi-Fi module communicates with the microcontroller via UART. Uploading Tasmota. There is TYWE3S, you can upload Tasmota. I uploaded via esptool.py, as I have described many times on the forum. Normally, you would have to listen to Tuya MCU communication on the UART, but I found everything for configuration on the web. Everything is described on the page BlockAdder. I will not redo this configuration. I will just quote the one already created by BlockAdder. Tasmota template. Tuya MCU variable, DPID. DPID 103. Temperature setting 40 to 400, DPID 104, current temperature, DPID 105, working time setting 0 to 60, DPID 106, remaining time, seconds, DPID 108, temperature format 0 equals C, 1 equals F, changes values for DPID 103 and 104, DPID 109, cookbook selection, 0, default, 1, custom, 2, fries, 3, frozen fries, 4, nuggets, 5, chicken, 6, steak, 7, fish, DPID 111, work, start, pause. There is also a ready set of rules for Tasmota in the network, which allows you to handle other functionalities via HA. Thanks to this blueprint can connect to the fryer, source. In addition, put it on the GUI, details here, experiment with OpenBeacon. I tested the Tasmota template described earlier, about a year ago, and it really worked, but it didn't give me the satisfaction of doing something myself. As an experiment, I decided to try to fire mine OpenBeacon on this fryer. It's just to better be able to test my firmware and verify my Tuya MCU driver. Will it manage in a completely foreign environment? I started the fun with the TYWE3S soldering. I cleaned the pads. I recovered WB3S from a light switch from the USA that I got from a reader. WB3S desoldered, WB3S in a new place. According to the documentation, I prepared autoexec.bat, The roles of individual commands are start,